get jealous of your old boyfriends in the suburbs sometimes. And when I walk down your street, probably be tears in my eyes. I knew it would happen. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, Hospital, Butter Knife with a perfect pop tune, Drop Me off 1-2 Ready Go, and Phil Aiken started us off with Empress's Clothes. It is just about 10 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That's 91.5 FM. My name is Pam. I'm here with Suze.
It's all true.
We're here with you until midnight. In about a half hour, Kid Gulliver is going to be performing live from Studio D. But until then, we've got more live music from all around New England. Suze is going to be bringing you a concert report in like 20 minutes or less. Possibly 18 minutes. Possibly 17 minutes and 40 seconds right now. So that's going to happen. Yeah, in the meantime, I have more music. And first up, I'm just so fond of that. I'm so fond of it, Suze. I just don't know what to do with myself.
Thank you for telling me.
I'm so fond. Can't take it. Here's something else. This is off the album. You're Living All Over Me. Song is In a Jar, and the band is Dinosaur Jr., I like that band.
From that other part of Massachusetts.
From that other part of Massachusetts that still exists. It's a real thing, and it's there.
It's a lovely place.
But I saw Mr. Dude Man.
Which one?
Mr. Dude Man Man.
Oh, okay.
Biking on the Minuteman bicycle path.
Very nice.
A couple years ago.
You're not sure which member of Dinosaur Jr. you saw, but you knew they were in the band.
It's a long day.
No worries.
It's been a long day. All right. Dinosaur Jr. In a Jar, where the rest of my brain is, right up here on WMFO Medford. in my defense, to me, to my eye, Jay Maskus looks like his name should be Gregory or Nathaniel. I'm just saying.
Really?
But that's why I got a little lost. Got a little lost with his name isn't Gregory or Nathaniel, it's Jay Maskus, and that's who I saw biking on the Minuteman Bikeway, and I was very excited about it, and now I'm more excited about it because I got to share it with you, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, this is Loud from Man Trouble. Thank you, bye.
Andrea Gillis off Ladies Love Thunder.
Cover of Harry Nilsson's Jump Into the Fire. I love that. I love that whole album, but I love that cover especially. Sister before that with Hawk Sex. I went to Girl Scout camp, the same Girl Scout camp as lead singer of Sister. Man Trouble before that. Loud off their album, their eponymous first album, Man Trouble. Eponymous meaning named after itself. And we started off with Dinosaur Jr. In a Jar off their album, You're Living All Over Me. And Living All Over You is the concert report, which I believe is about to happen mysteriously and magically into your ears.
It's true. I'm Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. That's Thursday, April 11th through Wednesday, April 17th. First up for tomorrow, Thursday, April 11th, this is a sentence I never thought I'd say. The Sheila Divine have a show at Atwoods in Cambridge tomorrow night. You can see them perform two sets at this small and goddamn delightful bar before the band heads over to Belgium. The show starts at 9 p.m. And this is the kind of show that made me miss Boston when I lived in the Bay Area for a few years until recently. Only in Boston can you see the Sheila Divine at Atwoods. Good times. According to Catch a Dinosaur, they like to play dreamy music. They're at Toad tomorrow night in Porter Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. The Noise Floor is bringing punk in Boston and Alabama together in Harvard Square tomorrow night at the Hong Kong starting at 8 p.m. You can see South Shore Melodic Tall Guys, The Hideout, 90s style punk, pop punk, The Handsome Scoundrels, they're from Alabama, and an acoustic set from C.E. Skidmore of Live Nude Girls. And that's tomorrow night as well. For story-based songs with dense electronic and orchestral arrangements, Providence's art pop trio Arc Iris kick off their three-week residency tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. And tomorrow night it's with Atlas Lab joining them. And you can head to Vivant Vintage in Alston tomorrow night to see punk and rock and roll bands The Sweats, Helenor, and Nympho at 7 p.m. And then one more for tomorrow night. The fourth of nine nights of the Rock and Roll Rumble is tomorrow night at Once Somerville. Preliminary night four features performances by Radio Compass, Test Meat, Motel Black, and Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. It starts at 9 p.m. sharp. Next up, Friday, April 12th. Vapors of Morphine are at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge. That's Friday at 10 p.m. It's night two of the Plow and Stars 50th birthday party extravaganza. Lots of great shows happening over at the Plow celebrating 50 years of existence. Rock and roll bands The Devil's Twins and The Maxims are in Everett on Friday night at Down the Road Beer Company. That's 7 p.m. Instrumental rock and roll band The Savtones play The Squealing Pig in West Roxbury on Friday night at 9 p.m. And to see what Boston Hassle calls a sexy multi-genre smoothie, go to the Dorchester Art Project on Friday night to see My Compiled Thoughts, Persons, Just Karam, and Sam 23. And that's at 8 p.m. on Friday. Also on Friday, Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers are at Amazing Things Art Center. That's in Framingham at 8 p.m. on Friday. For an evening of music, dance, and doodling, you should go to Pink Noise Studios in Somerville to see Justice Cow, Susan Putnam's, Huna, and Rahida Menon. That's 7:30 p.m. on Friday, April 12th. Tim Guerin Fridays is at Atwoods. It comes around again in 2 days in Cambridge. That's 10 p.m. until 1 a.m. And then one more for Friday, April 12th. The fifth of nine nights at the Rock and Roll Rumble is Friday at Once Somerville. Preliminary Night 5 features performances by Love Love, who I love, Phenomenal Sun, As the Sparrow, and Sky Tigers, starting at 9 p.m. And again, 9 p.m. sharp, the first band goes on. All right, now we're on to Saturday, April 13th. For folk, blues, rock, go see Daniel Maraglia. She's at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge on Saturday, and she's opening for Jack Broadbent from England. For roots, blues, and rock, the Frank Morey Band is at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge on Saturday night at 9:30 p.m. It is night four of the Plow's 50th anniversary celebration. And on Saturday night for Underground Alternative, go see No Hugs with the band Dennis, Squash, and the Only Humans. They are over in Lowell at Uncharted on Saturday, 8:30 p.m. For some rock and roll, Stop Calling Me Frank, Brad Marino Band, and Chris Rogers are at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville at 9 p.m. on Saturday. And then, of course, more rumbling. The sixth of nine nights of the Rock and Roll Rumble and the last preliminary night is on Saturday night at Once Somerville. Preliminary night six features performances by Babes, but I may have mispronounced their name, Jekylls, Set Fire, and Burnham Wood. That starts at 9 p.m. sharp. And next up, we're on to Sunday, April 14th. For mellow tunes to salve the soul, that's how Sloth Machine describes themselves. They are at Tavern at the End of the World, and they also have an awesome name, Sloth Machine. Tavern at the End of the World is in Charlestown. I just said Charleston. No, it is not in Charleston. It is not in South Carolina. It is in Charlestown, Massachusetts, next to Boston, on Sunday at 5 p.m. And for a singer-songwriter night number 13, Zuzu in Central Square, Cambridge, is hosting Songwriter Night. That's on Sunday at 8:30 p.m. with Hannah Siglin, Mike Morrissey, Alyssa Amador, and Rocky Namaskis. Another one for Sunday, April 14th, Western Mass psych rock band Carinae are at O'Brien's in Alston with Mother Tongues at 8 p.m. And then Americana Sunday at Thunder Road this weekend features Greg Klima Band. He is the organizer of Americana Sundays, along with Charlie Marie. They're in Union Square, Somerville at 7 p.m. And now we're on to Monday, April 15th. On Monday next week on the 15th, Dennis Brennan and the White Owls are at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge. It's a weekly residency that's been happening pretty much every single Monday for the past 8 years. Get there at 9:30 for Dennis Brennan on harmonica, guitars, and vocals, Tim Geeran on guitar and vocals, Steve Sadler on lap steel, Jim Haggerty on bass, and Andy Plaisted on drums. For some emo, shoegaze, electronic indie pop, and instrumental trip-hop, Haze Surfer and Sonia, The Forest Room, are all at Out of the Blue 2 Art Gallery in Alston at 7 p.m. on Monday. And for the next installment of my favorite named residency, Mondays Don't Have to Suck. Their weekly residency is at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge on Monday next week. You can see Adult, Twin Foxes, Erit 2, and Android Lloyd Webber at 8 p.m. I think that's my favorite band name for this week, Android Lloyd Webber. Indeed. And now we're on to Sunday, April 16th for some bluegrass. This is like second best band name of this concert report. The Ruda Beggars are at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge on Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. And then to see what is described as Ray Charles and Tom Waits on a pirate ship with Sun Ra and Captain Beefheart, that is obviously the Blue Ribbons, and they are at Toad on Tuesday next week in Cambridge at 10 p.m. And then for some reggae, you can see Ghetto People Band at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville on Tuesday at 10 p.m. And one more day for you for next week, Wednesday, April 17th. Sub Rosette is a new residency organized by Rose Polanzani at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. It came out of another residency by Rose and Friends that was organized once upon a time called Sub Rosa. The new residency on Wednesday next week features Rose Polanzani, Chris Delmhorst, Annie Lynch, Dana Colley, Dietrich Strauss, Dave Godowski, and Rhythm Section Billy Beard and Zachariah Hickman. So check that out next week at the Lizard Lounge on Wednesday. And then one more for Wednesday, Western Swing Wednesday with the High Life Special is at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 9 p.m. That was my Boston concert report. I will see you out there.
Thank you, Suze.
Cheers.
I share your assessment of those awesome band names. All right, I got some more pre-recorded music for you before we hand over the reins to Kid Gulliver in Studio D. So right up here, I've got State of the Union. New music from them off their album Panaflex Blue. This particular song is called Ring Me Up. And I want to thank Mike for ringing me up and letting me know about this tune. So right here, this is Ring Me Up by State of the Union. Thanks very much. WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
One, two. Two.
Loving arms of party boys. How we love party boys. That was off their EP, The Singles. Before that, we heard State of the Union, Ring Me Up, off Panaflex Blue. It's just after 10:30 p.m. on WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I'm going to be back with you in a little bit. But first, live from Studio D, we have Kid Gulliver.
Isn't quite myself. I'm not even. Everyone, we're Kid Gulliver. We're really glad to be here at Mikey D. We've been here before, but we're happy to be here again. So we have our website, kidgulliver.com. You can get all the information that you need from there, but probably you'll go to Facebook, and that's where I am most of the time. We're also on Twitter. And Twitter? Are we on Twitter? And yes, we're on Twitter and we're on Instagram. We're on all the socials, so you can find us there. We have a bunch of shows coming up. We have our next show on May 30th, which is really exciting. We're playing at the Plow and Stars with Field Day, a band that I personally have been really wanting to play with for quite some time. Really looking forward to that one. And we're playing June 21st. At Sally O'Brien's with Stars Like Ours and the Rationales. I myself am playing a show with Sugar Snow. I'm playing the whole record of my first record on June 23rd at Tavern at the End of the World. Oh no, actually it's not. It's at the Midway afternoon show. And then we're playing on July 27th with Smitty and Tiger Balm and Watts. And then we go all the way into October. So we'll leave that alone for now.
You'll be quizzed on this
yes,
later.
Yes, that's right. I can barely remember myself, so you'll probably have to remind me. But we really do hope that you come out to our shows. We are pretty nice people, even if we don't look it. I certainly don't, but I am nice. So we're going to go on to our next song here, and it is called Forget About Him. together by then. Okay, so that song was on our latest CD, which is called Spree. Everything is available on Bandcamp and all the usual outlets. If you're old school, we might be able to dig up a CD for you, but guarantee nothing. So the next song that we're doing is called Break, and this is on our first CD, which is just called Kid Gulliver. You see the smiling boy with the black eye on the cover. That's Smudgy, our... what is he? A mascot. And that's us right there. So here we go, Break. I learned today that you won't see me anymore. Okay, if that's the way you want it. You know it's wrong. Got three more for you, and we're gonna go right through them. They're called You've Lost Your Shine, You'll Never Know, and Susie Survived Chemotherapy, A True Story. So here we go, You've Lost Your Shine.
Mm-hmm. too good.